This is Handprints and Good Grips, a DCU Comics Verse Batman Comics Verse fanfic, written by Nock Tiffany and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Jason Todd. With additional tags for Plot What Plot, Porn Without Plot, Undercover as a Stripper, Wall Sex, Frottage, Clichés and Tropes Ahoy, Trope Bingo Round 4. Summary. Just Tim Drake going undercover as a Twinkie male dancer. As you do. Jason likes this city. Likes the fact that it's not Gotham. That it's all bright lights and hot people who just like to fuck and have fun and be themselves. Specifically, he likes the fact that he can walk into a seedy strip club downtown and know that he's not being watched, because this isn't Batman's town. Oracle doesn't have cameras on this joint. Okay, she could, and maybe she even does, but for Jason's sake, he's going to pretend like she's got better things to do with her time. This place is exactly what he needs after coming off his last case. Pretty young things bringing him endless cocktails and the best seat in the house to watch the show, sticking 50s in their cute little spandex shorts and flashing that grin Roy once described as panty-meltingly hot, as if to say, there's more where that came from, pissing most of the other lecherous old pervs off. Whatever, it's his stolen money. He'll throw it around however he pleases. Hey, darling, he says to one of the servers as he passes by, noticing his glass has become depressingly dry. How about a refill? The kid stops and turns a blinding smile on him. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just a dancer tonight, but I can get you a server to... Drake? Jason is staring. Like, staring hard. Because surely... Surely he has just lost track of how many vodkas he's had. Surely he is not looking at the ridiculously angelic face of Tim fucking Drake, covered in glitter and eyeliner and God knows what else. Maybe he's hallucinating. Maybe someone put something in his drink, or that alien he and Roy took down yesterday injected him with some kind of toxin that... Tim's eyes widen briefly. But then that stupid, flirty smile is back on his face and he's bending down over Jason, putting his hands on the back of his chair. Give me money, he says, low, through his teeth. Jason stares at him. Tim glares pointedly, sets his jaw, and yeah, that's it. There's no doubt in Jason's mind anymore that this is him. No one else can look that annoyed and pissed off and bossy in one single glare. He fumbles for his wallet and pulls out a few bills, doesn't even check to see what they are. He could be stuffing hundreds into the kid's waistband for all he knows, or cares. What are you doing here? Jason mouths, because he knows Tim can read his lips perfectly, and because, also, what is he doing here? Tim flashes that smile again, which really is beginning to confuse the hell out of Jason, and fucking climbs in his lap. Or slides, really. Slithers. Whatever. Jason can't fucking think straight. Nothing makes sense anymore. Timothy Drake, his goddamn replacement, is straddling him in the teeniest pair of spandex shorts he's ever seen. And hey, he was a Robin. He knows tiny shorts. Arching his back and writhing and... No. Just no. I'm undercover. Tim leans forward and says next to Jason's ear, not quite grinding on him, his hips just an inch or two too high for that, but the motion's all the same. Clearly, Jason manages to get out. He suddenly realizes his hands are just dangling there awkwardly, like this is his first time to a strip joint or something. And his instincts kick in, reminding him of the words undercover and sell it. So he brings his hands up and settles them on Tim's hips, smirking a little internally when the kid's eyes get all round and big. Getting one up on the replacement never gets old, no matter what setting they're in. I take it you heard about the drugs, Tim says, hips gyrating in Jason's hands. Yeah, Jason lies. The drugs. Well, don't worry about it, Tim mutters, slipping out of Jason's hands to turn around, bend his back like some kind of fucking contortionist, and shit. Okay, they're doing full contact now. Okay, right. What were they talking about? It's no big deal. I've got it all under control. Says the kid in shiny spandex shorts, Jason mutters, gripping the side of the chair as Tim grinds in his lap. Fuck off, Tim says, leaning back against Jason's chest. God, he's like a fucking furnace. And he's getting goddamn glitter all over Jason's leather. I already got the drop time. It's going down tomorrow at midnight, so I only have to do this another night. I don't know, Jason says, messing with him because it's the only thing keeping him from thinking about how hard his dick is right now. I think you've found your true calling, Red. Tim rolls his eyes. Shut up and pay me. I already paid you. Yeah, but I let you touch me. Tim smirks. Touching's extra. Jason doesn't point out that he already slipped him like $200. Just pulls out a couple more bills from his wallet and slips them inside, letting his fingers linger maybe a little bit longer than he should. Jason! Tim hisses. What? He asks innocently, rubbing the inside of Tim's hip with his thumb and watching his eyelids flutter. Just getting my money's worth, darling. Then, and hopefully this isn't the type of place where you get the shit beat out of you for doing this, because he really doesn't feel like busting heads tonight. He slaps Tim's ass for good measure. Whatever. The look on his face was worth it. Thanks for the dance, princess. He laughs as Tim gets up and walks off. Well, Jason thinks, seriously needing that refill right about now. Interesting night. It's 3 by the time Tim's shift ends, and he's exhausted, sweaty, and sore all over. He never knew gyrating could be such a workout. He definitely has a better appreciation of exotic dancers now, that's for sure. He's so tired that when he walks out the back door of the club in his hoodie and sweats, that his reflexes are too slow. He doesn't notice the figure in the corner of his eye until he's being yanked back into the shadows and slammed up against the brick wall face first. Who the hell? He stops short, breathing in the thick scent of cigarettes and leather. Jason. He's guessing Jason didn't appreciate his request earlier to stay out of his case, and has another opinion on the matter, probably something involving a body count. See, their conversations usually end up one of two ways. Bloody or... Well, actually, Tim has yet to have a conversation with Jason that didn't end up with one or both of them bleeding. It's just how they communicate. What do you want, Jason? I told you, I... Do you have any idea what you fucking looked like in there? Jason growls right next to his ear, pressed up so tight against him that Tim can feel his belt buckle digging into the small of his back. Like a stripper, hopefully, Tim says, ignoring Jason's obvious attempt at goading him into a fight. He's too tired for this shit right now. Since, you know, that was my... Shut up! Oh my god, shut up! Just... Jason groans, presses Tim harder against the brick. It's cold and wet against his face, and he tries not to think about how disgusting it is. I almost came in my pants. Oh god, Tim whispers, suddenly realizing this is decidedly not like their usual conversations. Grinding your tight little ass right on my dick, he says, breath hot and sticky against Tim's neck. You're not supposed to do that. Tim gulps as Jason gets his hand down the back of his sweats, dragging them halfway down, and gets a handful of his ass. You didn't seem to mind. Mind? Jason's laugh is sharp in his ear. I wanted to take my dick out right there and come all over your pretty sparkly chest. Jesus. Tim breathes out shakily. I can't fucking believe you, Jason says. When did you get so... Fuck. Tim can feel Jason jostling around behind him. Thinks he hears his belt click open. Then... Christ, yes. Jason hisses next to his ear. Cock hot and hard against Tim's ass. Jason, God... He fucking whimpers. Not here. Come on. Yeah, here. Jason growls, fingers curling around Tim's hips as he ruts up against him, dick already so wet and slick, just sliding over the cheeks of his ass into the small of his back. God, Tim moans quietly as Jason gets both hands on him, spreads him open. Jason. Yeah. Jason says. Keep saying my name like that, like you want me to fuck you right here in this dirty alley like the little slut you are. Not... Shh, Jason says, covering Tim's mouth with his hand. Just... God, I'm gonna come all over your perfect little ass. A helpless, pathetic yes slips out of Tim's mouth before he can fight it back, but... God, he's just so fucking hard and horny, and yeah, maybe he did grind Jason's dick a little too much for a lap dance, and maybe it is all he's been able to think about ever since. Sue him! Just the expression on Jason's face when he got a look at him, when he noticed how hard Jason was because of him... It was almost a better rush than jumping off rooftops or flying at top speed in the Batmobile. But to have him like this, panting against his neck and rutting against him like some desperate, horny teenager in a back alley, it is better. Fuck, Jason gasps, winding his fingers in Tim's hair. His other hand gripped so tight around Tim's hip, he'll probably have to hide the bruises tomorrow with concealer before his shift. I always knew you wanted this. Tim growls, impatient. Just... His demand is cut off as Jason snakes his hand around and curls his fingers around Tim's dick. Then they're moving together, Tim bucking into Jason's fist, Jason shoving him into the brick with each thrust, grinding and humping and thrusting until Tim slams his palm against the wall and comes in Jason's hand, biting down on his lip until he draws blood. One day, Jason murmurs against the shell of his ear, I'm gonna make you scream. On Tim's very audible moan, Jason gets a hand around himself, and all it takes is one jerk, and he's fucking gone, digging his forehead in between Tim's shoulder blades, and coming all over the little dimples in his back and the crease of his ass, as promised. They stay like that, Jason a solid weight against him and breathing against his neck. For only a few seconds, just long enough for Jason to catch his breath. Then he's backing up, tucking himself in and zipping his pants, leaving Tim to pull his sweats up to cover his ass. And when Tim turns around to say, fuck if he knows, actually, Jason's gone. Fucking ninja training. See you next time, baby bird, an amused voice says from somewhere above, followed by the sound of heavy boots on metal grates. Tim sighs, grimacing as he walks to his motorcycle. If you had asked him earlier how he thought his night might end, driving home with Jason Todd's cum drying on his back wouldn't have made it on the list of possible outcomes. Look at yourself, he mutters, checking out his reflection in the side mirror. His cheeks are all flushed, one of them scraped from being shoved roughly against the bricks too many times. His bottom lip cracked and swollen from where he bit it, and there's glitter in his hair. Look at your choices. The engine roars to life beneath him. Interesting night. The end. Reader's notes. I don't know what it is about Timothy Jackson Drake Wayne, but something about that boy screams, put me in body glitter and not much else, and let me do that. I think this is the third fic I've recorded as podfic, where Tim is either undercover as a stripper, or undercover as a hooker, or undercover as a... I don't know. Something about undercover in... Undercover, but he's not under much. That's the vibe. That is the vibe. Thank you so much to Noctifany for A, having blanket permission to podfic, and B, understanding the vibe. And thank you, the listener, for also vibing with me. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.